What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know what sucks? Getting a cold in the summertime. I'll tell you that much. Sucks. Shout out to Dayquil. Let's do this, B.
Yo.
I want to run through roster thoughts. Sam Cosmi goes to the IR. There was like
that was all planned.
A little bit of performative theater from DQ throughout the summer. I think sometimes people take stuff too seriously when a coach just isn't ruling something out. Like, what's he supposed to say? And why
he was saying if he mysteriously is healthy enough to play, hell, we're gonna play him. But if not, we're gonna use every tool we have in place.
So I said this already. To me, the surprise was B-Rob getting traded. That happened, 10 days ago now.
Yep.
Terry getting done was...
Once they made the moves that they made, we knew that was going
to
happen.
Terry getting done was never a surprise to me.
Nope.
So then you look at what happened yesterday. It's really important to keep in mind that what happened yesterday is not necessarily... Like, your actual 53 is the group that will take the field next Wednesday. When it's the first day of practice of Giants week. That's your real 53. There's going to be a lot of moving parts over the next week. What day is today? Wednesday? Exactly a week. A lot of moving parts. The surprises to me, and these are, I'm not applying any connotation, positive or negative. Just things that I noticed, right? I wanted to start with Eddie Goldman. I was a little surprised Eddie Goldman was on the final roster. I don't think, had the best preseason. He was a little slimmer than I expected, which is probably good for his health. But clearly they like the size of Eddie Goldman.
I actually liked Eddie. You know, when you watch Eddie took on a lot of double teams, and he has that little knack of doing this, grabbing those jerseys and not allowing them to get up on the linebackers. I watched a lot of the games, and – I know people looked at this, they got bigger, what was happening? A lot of those second, third string linebackers wasn't filling the damn hole.
Right.
You know, my job is to take on the double team or fill and make a big clog right here. You're supposed to fill the gaps.
Sure.
They weren't filling them. That wasn't his fault. So yeah. I thought he played well.
I thought Jalen Holmes showed good enough in real games last season and had a good camp, but I don't think that's an apples-to-apples comp. Jalen Holmes gets released. I was texting with some folks yesterday, and they were also a little surprised Jalen Holmes got released, but he's a D-end, and basically the arrival of Von Miller was pretty bad news for Jalen Holmes.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean Holmes can't get to the practice squad. I won't be surprised if that happens at all. Cleveland Farrell gets released. That was not a surprise.
But think about,
if you look at when he was playing in the preseason, they were
yeah, you're true about that. But the thing about Holmes, if he ends up to the practice squad, that answers the questions about what you're thinking. if nobody else come and grab him, then hell, how good did he play in the preseason? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something you can look at as well.
Just sticking with the D-line, for Goldman, I feel like it was kind of a fight with Sheldon Day or Carl Davis, depending mm-hmm. what you thought there. Those are both guys that gave you snaps last season. I think clearly they think there's another gear Goldman can hit compared to those two dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, that's just the
reality. Well, then again, having Goldman doing the things he was doing this preseason with a Bobby Wagner on the field, a Frankie right. Louvu, I think those guys will hit those gaps.
Not necessarily a surprise, but I'm happy for Chris Paul making the roster. I thought when he started at guard in the Bengals game, the second preseason game, was really pretty telling that they of what they wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the reality why I'm happy for Chris Paul, he's a seventh rounder going into the last year of his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
So folks understand the last year of a rookie deal is when these guys make by far the most money of their deal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of seventh rounders to get to the last year of their deal. And I'm just happy for him. That's a dude that I think really worked hard on his body. I think he looks stronger now than he ever has. And that's the natural progression. You should look stronger in year four in the NFL.
He plays. I mean, the thing about him.
Dense, baby.
I know when they said that, when they made that comment, he's dense, you know, and I think you got to know exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about he's a very, very thick guy and it's hard to move him.
Right.
And when you watch him on the field, it's hard to move him.
Right.
You know, so the whole thing about it, if the guy is hard to move and he moves other people, well, that's the best thing for a running back.
Yeah, man. Just on, like, some of this is a human level. Like, I know Chris. I like Chris. I was happy he made the roster because he gets a nice little payday here.
Mm-hmm.
Next surprise or comment, thought, Kehoe made it. I was really happy for Kehoe.
Yeah.
I thought that.
Because when he got his opportunity, he made the best of it.
I thought that would be a roster squeeze situation
mm-hmm.
just because, you know, they gave Belor an extension. He wasn't going anywhere. They just drafted Medrano. But on their roster, technically, I'm counting to be sure I'm correct, they kept seven linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seems really odd, but keep in mind they're listing Von Miller as a linebacker.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a pass rusher, but you want to call him an OLB, that's fine by me. But still, keeping six linebackers is throughout this camp, I think, similar to Tyler Owens last year, within 2 weeks of camp, you knew Tyler Owens was on the 53. He just mm-hmm. he just played at a speed and a pace that you immediately noticed, right?
Yep.
And in this camp, that was Bill. That was Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Like, he played with a speed and a vision and the jump cut ability that you knew, all right, this dude's going to be on the roster. Like, this dude could play right away.
Yeah. He's raw.
Outside of Bill, though, I don't know that a lot of guys forced their way on the roster, really, until Kehoe's performance in that third preseason game. I think that game cemented, you got to keep this kid around.
Yeah. I think Tyler Owens, what he did early last year, was amazing. And then when he got in the game, he kind of got a little quiet. But then he came back this year, and he was still making plays. Like, he was like, okay, I figured it out. And then this year, you heard the coaches still giving praise in that second year, which means that kid figured it out because he wasn't along the season the same guy as he was early in preseason and in training camp. But this year, he came back out and was like, remember me?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that makes a world of difference. So at that point, they were like, he gets it. And when you look at a guy with that size and that speed, the possibilities are amazing. So just hoping that he can fulfill it.
Happy for Kehoe. You always like an undrafted guy to make your 53. Next question for me, B. There was a serious debate if they're going to keep three quarterbacks. I don't mm-hmm. think there was ever really much confusion over which three those would be.
Yeah.
You know, 5 and 18 are pretty well cemented, yeah. I would say.
Totally.
I don't think Hartman was going to make the active, but hey, are we going to keep Josh Johnson? That was a real question, I think.
He was here the whole training camp.
They signed him months ago.
And
he was here minicamp.
The fact that Mariota missed a lot, You want a veteran to be able to step in. No, he's not Jaden. But he's been around long enough where he would understand what to do. You didn't want to make the other guy the third guy because very good possibility he have to play. And at this point, he's not ready.
Yeah, dude. I wonder if Mariota's fully healthy, if he had a different summer in training camp, if Johnson makes the roster. But you know what? He's not fully healthy. So Johnson made the roster. Not a surprise necessarily, but I don't know that that will last throughout the season. We'll see. No surprises, four running backs, four tight ends. But like eventually you gotta create some space. If you're keeping three quarterbacks and four running backs and four tight ends, they end up only going with five wideouts.
Five wideouts and five corners.
Yeah, I think the five corners, five safeties to me were pretty much a done deal. It means Ja'Cory Brooks does not make the active. I like Brooks. I like the athleticism. I like the tools. But he didn't force his way on the team.
He didn't force his way, but
he showed.
I think he showed a lot. But I think right now he was in the top six, the top five playing. I believe that totally.
Over Luke?
Hell yeah. But he wasn't drafted. And that's understandable. But Luke's going to have to make some steps and some strides. Because if he makes our practice squad, he's going to keep raising eyebrows.
One thing that has been interesting, specific to McCaffrey, is how the coaching staff talks about him. Like, what whether they're saying it or they believe it, what they say is really strong.
See, what I said to you just earlier this week, they may have criteria where he needs to hit certain marks. And if he's hitting those, I can understand them saying, okay, he's going where we want him to go. There may be other guys that may be hitting those marks and doing better things. But if a guy I drafted is hitting the criteria or making the strides that I think, then I stick with it. But then that gets to a point, too, where you're like, okay, I don't need you to just reach that mark I set. I need you to exceed them sometimes.
It's going to be interesting. You'd really like to see some development, including some productivity for a, top 100 pick. I similarly, zero surprise, Sennett made it. I think Sennett has contributed more on the field in games than Luke has. Not that either of those bars are particularly high, but Sennett's also a tough guy. You're not losing much when he's on the field. He's not the blocker Bates is. He's not the receiver, the route runner Ertz is. But he could play. I think, dude, I remember.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I remember rookie camp last year. And rookie camp, for those that have never attended one, is really, really a stretch to extrapolate much from because you generally have, call it, 6 or 7 draft picks, then maybe another 6 or 7 UDFAs that they've signed to contracts. But then you have 30 tryout players that, by and large, aren't going to be in the NFL.
Yep.
I remember rookie camp watching Yankoff last year, and I was like, that dude's got something. I mean, just the athletic gifts. I mean, he's got a lot. So I wasn't surprised by the 4 backs, the 4 tight ends.
Yeah.
I think Brooks just got caught up in a roster squeeze. I will not be shocked at all if he ends up landing on the practice squad this afternoon.
When you look at the offensive linemen, though, most of those guys are versatile. They made it.
So the one offensive lineman that stood out to me was George Fant making the roster.
Mm-hmm. Veteran.
And I just wonder, I talked to an NFL vet a couple weeks back, and he's like, yeah, man, I just don't feel like signing until late August. Like, if you've played 9, 10, 11 years in the NFL and you're not signed, they know a call's coming. They know teams are checking in with their agent.
They already probably told them, check back with me a little bit later on because I'm not into it right now, dog.
Right. And I think Fant making the roster after being signed, I think less than a week ago, is pretty indicative of this is a veteran that knows what he's doing in the league, and he when he gets here, he'll be ready. He's on the roster.
Yep.
Like, I wonder, the first George Fant conversation, if you told me that was in May, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, and the thing about him, I think you get a guy, a veteran tackle, can probably play multiple positions as well. So
he can at least go both sides.
Yeah, when you get that, then you got 9 offensive linemen, but in essence, you got 12, 13 of them. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
continue with roster thoughts in a minute. Brian, I did just get an email from the bank telling me there's a federal holiday coming up. So the bank will be closed.
Mm.
You know what that federal holiday is?
What is it?
Labor Day, dog.
Yeah.
We're off on Monday. We be chilling. You be golfing.
Yep, you got it.
You know what the Labor Day holiday means? The Labor Day sale is here at Offenbacher's, and you don't want to miss it. Save big with huge price reductions on outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. Plus, this is a huge deal with interest rates where they are. Take advantage of free financing options. Fall's coming. We're getting a little taste of fall weather. Fire pit out back, bottle of red gives you a good chance. Telling you, Jeff, get a fire pit and a bottle of red wine, dog. But here's the other part with these swim spas. You don't have to stop swimming when summer ends. With a swim spa from Offenbacher's, you'll keep the fun going year-round. They're way more affordable than a pool and give you all the soothing benefits of a hot tub. You can crank the temperature up, crank it down. And this has Mrs. Finley very excited. Offenbacher's is now offering saunas. You can get an indoor one or you can get an outdoor one if you live in a little house like me. Maybe we make room for it outside. Plus, they have the infrared options, which I know a lot of folks are very into. You can go check out the saunas in the Annapolis and Herndon showrooms. Make this Labor Day unforgettable. Visit Offenbacher's in Annapolis, Gainesville, Herndon, and Rockville and create the backyard retreat you've always dreamed of.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.